Hello and welcome to End If Radio Episode 2 with your host, the Joker, and...
And his co-host, UT Crazy.
Yes, that's us. So you got some pretty big news. You want to go talk about it?
I'll go ahead. Pretty big news is the new peer-to-peer client called Exim, which is Supernova, which is a BitTorrent site, kind of released it. It was actually made by another company. It's actually really cool technology because it uses the BitTorrent protocol, modified BitTorrent protocol, in a peer-to-peer network. So, I mean, it doesn't have adware or anything. It has ads in it, but it doesn't have adware like Kazaa or anything. It's actually really nice. It's in public beta.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
Stage right now. So it's a good, like, I was really looking forward to it, and it came out yesterday.
You started using
and
it?
I went on. Yeah, I started
using
it. Did you
get a lot of stuff on it? Or does it still use trackers? Or how does it work?
It still does the seeds and the peers and stuff, and there's a lot of stuff on it for, like, the second day. There's actually a few different features, like you can see the last file, like, 1,000 files uploaded in, it has different categories, like other adult music, anime, TV shows, movies, apps, and games, and you just go through, it's like Kazaa, except, like I said, it's a lot better. So that's my big news. I was gonna look at Slashdot, but I didn't see anything worth mentioning.
Alright, so, the show's a little bit cut up because we had to record all the segments separately, and we still don't have a mixer, so right now we're each recording our own track, which is why it sounds a little bit blah, and the sync isn't exactly perfect, but we're working on it. I'm trying to get a mixer. We have our other guy here, Spectre, but he was unable to record today. But we have his segment, and we're going to put it in. That's going to be the first one, and since he's not here, we're just going to put it in for him. You want to read the email we got?
Yeah, sure. The first email is from, I'm not going to say his name, but he says, hey guys, listen to this show because I'm always happy to see people helping to add to the hacker culture. In the beginning of the show, you spoke of how you want this show to be driven by its listeners. That's hella cool. What I would like to hear about is Blue, Snarfing, and other Bluetooth exploits. I'd like to hear of some hands-on implementation instead of what the same old site says. It is possible, but no solid proof. Keep it up.
And that's exactly what I did. I actually went and I found out some stuff about Blue Snarfing, and I did a segment about it. And that's coming up as the second segment. I did use his name. I'm sorry if he didn't want it to be used, but I didn't use your full name. I used one you signed it with there. And just to remind you all, yes, that's how it works. We want you to send in submissions of what you want to hear, and that's what we're going to do for our segments. And our email is endifradio@gmail.com. And send us stuff. We don't care what it is. As long as it's not anything illegal. Because we don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
Or our individual emails are on the website at endif.info. If you want to reach us for any other reason than the show. Also, if anything you put in the email to the show, we're probably going to read on the air. So don't use your real name in there if you don't want to be read, which we probably won't read anyways. But give us something to call you, so we don't have to call you, hey guy who sent us the email.
Yeah.
But,
you want some credit for it.
Yeah. So thank you for that topic, and I hope this segment helps you. If you have any more questions, like I say in the segment, please email us, and we'll try to do some more information about it. Let's get started with the first segment.
This is Spectre. I'm going to discuss how to get Linux on your USB flash drive. Now, before we begin, you need to check your BIOS to make sure you can either boot USB Zip, USB hard drive, or USB something along that lines. Bottom line is you need to be able to boot USB. Now, you have two choices here, really. There's three. There's Floppix, which you have to pay for, which really isn't open source, despite their claims. Then there's Damn Small Linux, or DSL, which is cool, but you have to burn an ISO to actually install it on your USB flash drive. Or you can use the how-to on the Gentoo forums to install it to your USB. This isn't guaranteed to work at all, but it may. Now, if you go to DSL's website, you can download a bootable image and put it on your flash drive by using the DD command. Once you have done that, you need to download their ISO, burn it to a CD, and once you do that, you'll burn it to a CD, boot off of it, run the script they've made. Frugal is what it's called, I believe. You can look on their site for more information. And once you've got that installed, you should have a bootable and working install of DSL on your USB flash drive. Now, this isn't guaranteed to boot any system. No, it's not at all, because it's very buggy at the moment, just because of the fact that not all BIOSes are the same, and not all computers are the same. Just like Nopix, you're going to get some that work great, and some that work like, well, we won't go into what they work like. Anyways, the big advantage of having USB on your flash drive is you can boot it anywhere. I mean, what's the point of it if you can't boot it anywhere for the most part? I know I enjoy it. I wasn't actually able to do this. I used to carry on a CD still. But most flash drives come with a lanyard now, so you can boot those just fine. I mean, you are not going to lose your flash drive. They come with lanyards. You just put them around your neck, and bam, you're good to go. Linux anywhere. There's also some rather really cool things you can do with your flash drive. I know some people store web encryption keys on them or various other things. If you don't have one, get one. Don't buy Lexar. They don't tend to boot very well. PNY works sometimes. And SanDisk, well, they're awesome. They work constantly. If you're going to buy a flash drive, buy SanDisk. I got my PNY flash drive, which was on a... which was a steal at the time for $80. It's 256 meg, 2.0. But my friend recently got his SanDisk flash drive for $60. It's 512. I should have waited for $60. And boy, is that thing nice. Small, lightweight, strong, excellent. I'm not trying to sell you anything here, but yeah, it's just quality. Now, the Gentoo forums how-to is a bit in-depth, and if you have no idea about anything as far as it comes to Linux, yeah, you're pretty much not going to be able to use this. But if you have working Gentoo install, I suggest you try to do it this way, because this is a very informative guide. It was written by Donut, and I'll be sure to post the link in the show notes, and, well, that's about it.
Okay, and here we are at section 2 of the show, and this is going to be on boot snarfing, as Yach requested, or Yach, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm here with my two pages of notes here, and let's get started. So basically, Bluetooth is a way for different electrical objects to communicate with each other wirelessly. It has a range of about 100 meters, and so basically, a lot of new products are using this because it allows for wireless transmission of data. But there's one big problem, and that is an authentication problem. Basically, a lot of these things like cell phones, for instance, have bugs in them which allows attackers to find them and then get into the object without authenticating with it. This is most common, I guess, within cell phones, though it is present in other things such as Palm Pilots and Pocket PCs. I don't know the model numbers for those exactly, but I will be posting the model numbers of the vulnerable cell phones on the site, and along with the other sources I found my information from. But before we start on that, before there was blue snarfing, there was a thing called blue jacking, which was and still is a way for people to send information, such as text messages and etc., through other people's phones without them knowing. And this takes advantage of a bug found in cell phones that people can connect to and be anonymous on there, and then send information out. This also can cost the person who owns the cell phone money, because they have to pay for the message that it sends out, and anything that gets tracked is tracked back to them instead of the person who logged in. So basically that's it. Then we get to blue snarfing, which is just basically a way of doing the same thing as bluejacking, but stealing the information on the phone, such as information from the SIM card, like contacts, phone numbers, and other memos and things like that. Most people don't carry very important data, I don't think, on their cell phones, but I mean, I don't want some random person getting all my contacts and being able to contact my friends and people I know. And basically, this takes effect from the Bluetooth-enabled phones. And basically, why there are these in the phones is because people like wireless stuff, like headsets, for instance. People don't like that annoying cord going down your shirt when you're doing hands-free. I personally don't use hands-free, but I mean, people use it, and they want wireless. So they use Bluetooth, and they use this wireless Bluetooth headset. But the problem is that there's bugs in here, and when unable to use it, people can attack through it. The blue snarfing, as well as the blue jacking, can also cause problems with the phone, such as denial of services, I guess you'd call it, by crashing the phone. And it's just not a very good thing to have happened. I'm kind of lost here on my notes here. But you can tell if you've been snarfed by or jacked by looking at your call logs, SMS, message logs, etc. See what messages have gone out, what have come in, recent calls that you haven't made. Look through your logs, see if any new information is on your phone, any information is missing. That's probably a sign that you've been attacked if you have a Bluetooth phone. And if you don't have a Bluetooth phone, I don't know what it would be. But you might want to look into that because it doesn't feel like a very good thing happening to you. But if you're going to try and go buy one of these Bluetooth phones, there are some things you could do. Number one, well, this is for all objects, I guess, not just phones, but you should definitely make sure that when you buy an object that uses Bluetooth or has Bluetooth in it, you have the ability to disable the option of Bluetooth. I mean, you don't need it always, and having it open always is a security risk that's unneeded, and it's probably a lot better just to close it if it's not being used or not needed. I personally don't use it that much. I don't have Bluetooth because I have a data cable for my computer, and I don't care about transferring stuff to other people's cell phones that I can't use through SMS. You can use a data cable instead, which is about $20, and it's really pretty decent. They have USB ones for USB 1 and 2, and they also use serial ones. The serial ones transfer at a little bit slower speed than USB 1, but I mean, you're not transferring giant files to your cell phone, so it's not that big of a deal. Most phones, I mean, that are using it now have the problem in it, and from here it says that about 70% of Nokia phones have this bug in them, and I think that you are unable to turn it off. Let me just check that out 1 second. Yeah, I can't find it right now, but I will definitely post it there and you can read up more on it. But basically, this works a lot like how war driving works. You sit with a laptop, with a Bluetooth-enabled laptop, and you use a program like NetStumbler or Kismet. There's many programs out there that do this, but there are only three that I know of that are publicly accessible, and those are Redfang, which will be in the show notes as a download, and that is on the site, it's just source code, which I don't know for a fact that you can compile in Windows. It may only be a Linux thing, but you may want to try that. I don't know C++, which I think it is written in, just by looking at it. But you may want to try and compile it. I tried, and there were some errors, and I don't know how to fix it or what I have to do. Next, I will go to a program called BlueSniff, and this was shown at DEF CON 11, and you can see his presentation here at the site, and you can also download the program at the latest release. The only thing with this is that it's only for Linux, although it may be portable. I don't know that for a fact, but someone could probably port it if they know what they're doing, and that will also be in the show notes. And then the last one is called BT Scanner. This is on Pen Test Security Assurance. This is a security site. They have a lot of good white papers, too, you might want to check out. It explains it probably a little better than I can. And a lot more information about how the Bluetooth works and how all of these bugs happen here. Basically, there's a few kind of attacks, and they're called the backdoor, and there's the snarf attack, and there's the blue bug attack. The blue bug attack takes advantage of the blue bug, which is the bug in all these things, that allows you to connect to a cell phone without, or other object without authenticating. The backdoor attack is another kind of attack that is very similar, but it allows the person to be invisible on the phone or other object, and the snarf attack is basically just someone that is able to get onto the phone and or other object and download data. Also, some of the programs are better than others, I hear, and they can do other things other ones can't. I mean, there are phones that they won't show as being with the thing turned on, but with the Bluetooth turned on, but you can, some programs will find it better than others, and like just like Kismet and NetStumbler, they work different ways. I'm sure these ones do too. Unfortunately, I don't have a laptop with Bluetooth on it, and I don't have Linux installed on any computer here. So I was unable to test this, but if any of you out there want to test it and give me a little feedback on it and tell me what you think of these programs, I'd be happy to read it on air or even get you into the show and let you do an interview follow-up on here. If you're interested, we use Skype, and you could come on and do a whole little segment on here, I guess. I just got to talk it over with everyone else here, but I don't see why you couldn't do that. And what else do I have to talk about here? Yeah, that looks about it. So just remember next time when you are buying your wireless devices to make sure that your Bluetooth devices can be turned off so that you can't be able to snarf them. And make sure that you take the proper security, because using Bluetooth at this point is an unneeded security risk. I mean, if you don't need hands-free or don't mind the wires, I mean, it's a lot safer than having an unprotected phone. The phone companies do know about this, and yes, it's been said that this is not a known fact that all this is true, but it is true, and the phone companies do admit that the problem is here, but they say that they will not fix it because it is not causing any direct harm to the phone. It's just the person that is using it. I mean, you can get sensitive data off these phones or other devices like Palm Pilots or the Pocket PCs, as well as other products that use it. I don't know of all that many because I don't use it that much. But just make sure you take the proper precautions in here. I'm sure that there are written, or people are in the process, or there will be, Bluetooth transferred viruses soon. So you may want to watch out for that. If you can transfer through here, I mean, what's to stop a virus from coming through using these methods? I mean, you don't have to be very big. I mean, they can travel. I don't know really what the point of it would be. But, I mean, you could stop phones from working or have them turn off right when you turn them on. So that'd be kind of a pain, I guess, to people. So I guess we're going to kind of end it here. But if I didn't answer your question, Yacht, or Yock, whatever it is, please tell me and I will try to get back to you and answer any more questions you have. And that goes the same with all of you guys. If you have any questions, please email us at endifradio@gmail.com, and we'll try to do any more questions and try to answer them for you. All right, and that's the end of episode 2. I hope you liked it. And here's our shouts. I'm going to have to give a big shout-out to all my guys on the Root This Box team, even though Root This Box does kind of suck. You might want to check it out, though. All the boxes are kind of down, so it's kind of boring, but go check it out. That's going to be, who are they all? Smooth Operator, Script Blue, Spectre, and everyone else over there. And I don't know all you guys because there's too many of you, but hopefully win this one because, I don't know, we were winning in the beginning, but whatever. And, go.
Okay, shout out to all my Xbox Live buddies, my clan, shout out to BinRev. Last week when they were streaming my show, it had some problems, but they fixed it all and it worked fine this week. So, thanks for all them, and thanks to Kizzle, for hosting some of my shows. So, that's it for, me for this episode.
And here we have Kizzle, which is just a recording because he couldn't be here. I suggest a robot Spectre. I suggested we have a robot Spectre, but he didn't like the idea, so we're gonna have his recorded voice. But, here he is. And the ending song is Lenny Kravitz, I Want to Get Away. As long as you don't get sued for this, I don't see why we can't use copyrighted music on here.
Yeah, I've used copyrighted music on, like, all of my shows.
So,
I haven't, yeah.
Here you go, Spectre.
And, well, that's about it, so I'll just do my shouts. Well, first shout goes to Hack and Flash. He's helped me a lot recently with Pearl and some other things. And second shout goes to friends, family. And my third shout goes to, well, Sierra. Thank you. Spectre out.
Above the tree.